Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting. It is Friday, July 19th. We are here to have a lot of fun today. A lot of fun. I don't know why I'm talking about that, but we're here to talk wrestling. So maybe we will have a lot of fun. I don't know, but I want to say thank you for joining us. Yeah. My name's Rob Wilkins. And as always, I'm joined by Maggie. So I have to start the show. Well, like I always do. Maggie, how you doing?
Such a loaded question, Rob. Let me tell you a story, Rob.
Okay, let's do it.
Story time with Maggie Baby. This doesn't actually quite roll out the tongue. So I go to bed on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm trying to fall asleep, it feels as though 1,000 pliers are pulling my stomach from the inside. Boom. And I'm like, okay, how about it stops and I go to bed, okay? Because, like, I just came home from work. It's 3 a.m. I want to go to bed. The pain didn't stop, so I had to get up and grab a quick bite to eat because, like, I wondered if actual food will make it go away. It did kind of make it go away, just enough so I can go to sleep. So I wake up on Tuesday, and I'm okay. And as the day progresses, it starts hurting again. And then I go to work, and it starts hurting again. And I tell no one because none of them are doctors, and they can't do anything about it. Like, not my bosses, like, not my friends there, not my customers or anything. Like, none of them can do anything about it. So I just shut up about it. And then I wake up on Wednesday, and it's my day off. And I'm like, it's doctor's time. I have to go to doctors. And I realized that my GP is working the second shift. So he starts work at noon, which means I have to get up in the heat wave outside and do everything. So I go to my doctor's and he sees me in the waiting room and he's like, what now? What now? And I'm like, hi. Like, we haven't seen each other in a month. So I go into his office and I explain to him what's going on. And he's like, oh, for the love of God. Okay, lie down. And he starts pressing on my stomach. And I'm like, is it an ulcer? Do I have an ulcer? Because I was afraid of it. Because I was afraid that I had an ulcer. And he's like, no, you have gastritis. And I'm like, I stared at him for about 5 seconds and I started laughing like a psycho. And he's like, why are you laughing? And I'm like, what's next? Is it, do I have a bingo card? Like, what am I going to have next? What, my next health issues, like, what is it? And I start explaining to him. Okay, so I started being healthy. Okay, I started being healthy. I started working out. I quit drinking. I started dialing back on my smoking each and every single day. It gets easier and easier not to smoke, which I'm extremely proud of. I started having a skincare routine and all of a sudden, bam, eye eczema, overreactive bladder, uterus cysts, and now like gastritis. And I'm like, what's next? Like, why is this all happening while I'm starting, while I'm trying to be healthy? And he's like, well, just, it's just the way it is. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks for
the way it is.
Thanks for explaining things to me. So I get out of the doctor's office with yet another prescription for medication because I take a lot of medications now. It's 2014 and it sucks. And here's the thing. Ever since my health issue started, my health crap, and I was like, I'm going to buy myself something. I'm going to give myself a present, you know, like a Cooper effect. I'm going to give myself a present every time something like this happens to me. So I get out of my doctor's office and I'm like, what do I buy next? What do I need now? And I realized that I went out for all my errands in the morning, right after I had plugged and fully charged my headphones, and they just died. Like after one hour working, they were on 0% battery. And I'm like, okay, looks like I need new headphones. And I have new headphones. They're Skullcandy. I've always wanted Skullcandy headphones, and now I have ones. The most awesome thing is that they don't hurt my ears. Like, Rob, I don't know if you know this, but I have a lot of ear piercings. I don't know if yeah. And like all the headphones that I've ever had, like all of them just hurt my ears because of my piercings. These don't. And this is a wonderful thing. Yeah. And they're really isolating everything around me. So I have no idea if I'm speaking really loudly right now because I cannot hear my voice whatsoever.
Yes. You're doing good. Ryan Sullivan sends us a super chat, says, does Bulgaria even have doctors?
Thank you, Ryan, for this ignorant super chat. Yes, we do have doctors. We have wonderful dentists, and all the Hollywood stars get their teeth checked and repaired in Bulgaria. And this, I'm not even kidding. It's a real thing.
Chris, our good friend Chris Mueller says, Maggie knows me, and I wasn't consulted either.
Yes.
He's a doc.
Yes, he's a dog. So, yes, please. Hi, guys. This is a wrestling show. So, thank you for joining us, fans of Coexisting. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Please leave a like on the video. This is the easiest way to support us. I realize that I almost do this word to word every week, and it's kind of annoying. But you're stuck with it. So there. Thank you for joining us. Please leave a like on the video. The easiest way to support us. If you want to support us via your wallets, you can open them up and send a super chat. It's the bottom of the live chat on YouTube, the little dollar sign. You can also send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com if you're watching on other streaming platforms. And also, please subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our bread and butter. You'll probably get a podcast for Sean's match against Effie, which I'm going to watch after the show. I still haven't watched it. I have no idea. I hope I know Sean's okay. Like I checked up on him because I was really afraid for his knee. So I think I did all the plugs. If I missed anything, please, you know, allow me to be a human and forget stuff. So what happened this week in wrestling, Rob?
Well, a lot happened, but yes. I mean, we're gonna give you our TNA Slammiversary predictions. We're gonna talk about what
I totally watched TNA.
We're gonna talk about what went down on Raw, NXT, and AEW Dynamite. AEW Dynamite had a hell of a first hour. Was a match that went the distance, as I would say. I enjoyed the hell out of that match. Yeah. So, yeah, that took me a second. but yeah, and if you need to go the distance, they don't promote this show, but you know where we're going with that. But yeah, a lot went down this week, like as far as matches go, like for like AEW and NXT had a pretty good show, and we had somebody showed up on NXT called the Rascals. That was pretty cool to see. Yes. So I really enjoyed that. And, you know, we just got a lot to talk about. And, you know, next week we won't see you guys before this happens, but next week we got Blood and Guts. Yeah. Yes. So that's going to be killer. You got the Young Bucks, Okada, Hangman Page.
By the way, guy, I'm sorry, Rob, for cutting you off. It's as if I'm doing it for the first time. Next week, we still have no idea when our show will be next week. It's because of me. There's a huge music festival going on in my hometown, and I'm either going to be on the festival or busting my ass off working there. Like, not there, but like in my bar after the festival. So there's a slight possibility my boss puts me to work the night shift on Saturday. So we might actually, the better thing for me would be for us to do the show next Saturday. But like all signs show that we'll actually be able to do the show on Sunday. But yeah, just letting you guys know, next week our show won't be on Friday. It will be on a different day, but we will be on at some point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it looks like Blood and Guts is going to be a 4-on-4 match now. So you got, it is 5-on-5. I forgot they added Darby to it.
Darby, yeah, it's a 5-on-5. Yep.
So you had a big match next week in Tennessee, in Nashville. I'm looking forward to that match. That's going to be killer. Maggie, do you know who lives in Nashville, Tennessee?
Jeff Jarrett. That's J-E-double-F. Ha-ha. J-A-double-R-E-double-T. Jeff Jarrett, folks.
Yeah.
I can't believe you made Jeremy do that.
I did make him.
How much did you pay him?
$342,000. Minus $342,000. I said, I'm like, this is what I said. I go, you're going to do this and you're going to like doing it. And I didn't say it that way either. I said, can you please do this? And of course.
What does everyone hate me?
They don't hate you. They do it out of love.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tough love.
Yeah, tough
or,
love.
You know, parent issues, obviously.
I just have a lot of people like in the can for this. So.
This in the can. I wish they were in a can so I can chop them off.
Wow, too soon.
Yeah.
This is a bit that will not stop for me. I love it absolutely.
Obviously. You know what? At some point, Jeff Jarrett is going to do something so big on Dynamite that I'm going to hate. And our whole show, our horror show, will be just people, you know, bragging about Jeff Jarrett and me hating it and stabbing myself to death.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Not you stabbing yourself, but yeah.
Yes.
Just Ricardo sends a super chat. There's some shit going on outside, so here's love. Well, there's.
I hope you're okay, and whatever shit is going down, that you're up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it makes sense, I'm sorry. Like, just let us know that you're safe, please, in the comments. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Yes, guys, please send us your money because, you know, I'm obviously not going to be well this year and I have to buy stuff.
So,
I don't know. AC, probably.
I think we should just go ahead and start with our Slammiversary predictions. Just go ahead and get that please. Out of the way.
It's going to be really, really fast. Yeah. Yes.
So you have. Yeah, they are in Canada. They are at the Verdun Auditorium in Montreal, Quebec, Canada are Joel Pearl from Fightful Overbooks in the Weeds and just Fightful overall is there this weekend. He will be there conducting interviews, hopefully. So
there's going to be a post show on the main Fightful channel with Steven Jensen and Cresta. Oh, and Joel will be joining.
He meant the world, and that is true.
Oh, that is true. I
yeah.
I'm really glad that you're okay, Ricardo. You had us worried for a bit.
Yeah, for sure. So here we go. Countdown to Slammiversary. You have a tag team match consisting of Miss. Or no, it's not a tag team match. I'm sorry.
No, it's a four-way match. Knockout match.
Tasha Steelz, Apache, Giselle Shaw, and Xia Brookside.
As I'm a huge Xia Brookside fan from NXT UK, I have my money on Tasha Steelz. I know she's my girl. Tasha Steelz rules.
I'm going with Xia. Feel it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my bones. So let's go that route. Our next one. This one's going to kick ass, I think. Jonathan Gresham taking on Kushida.
Oh, this is going to go slap with, so much.
I'm going to go with Jonathan Gresham.
I'm going with Jonathan Gresham as well.
I love both of them, but Jonathan Gresham is going to need this win.
He's going to use his discretion in this Gresham match.
Bonker says Giselle wins. Scott George says Giselle wins. That's probably the safe bet. Bonkers says Kushida. Scott George says Kushida as well. So guys in chat, like always, let us know your predictions as well. We want to hear them. So thank you for that.
I'm actually glad that people are watching TNA. Like, I haven't watched TNA for a while, but I'm keeping up with, you know, whatever's going on. Giselle Shaw winning, by the way. I'll be so glad if this happens. I'm just a big Tasha Steelz fan.
Yeah, she's awesome. I think Tasha Steelz is great. But,
she does a crucifix powerbomb. Like, it is so easy for me to like you if you do a crucifix powerbomb. If you do a crucifix bomb.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with that statement. Next match that we have is the tag team knockouts world tag team championship match. Masha Slamovich, Alicia Edwards taking on Spitfire, which is Dani Luna and Jody Threat.
Oof. As much as I'm afraid of Jody Threat because I feel like she can kick my ass, I'm gonna go with Masha Slamovich and Alicia Edwards.
Yeah, that's probably a safe bet. I'm going to go with that one.
Everything I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the safest way to go. I mean, to be honest, they could all kick my ass, so that's...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'm sure too. you have the TNA World Tag Team Championship match, ABC taking on The System, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards.
You know, I'm not quite sure about this one because I haven't been up to date with, you know, the actual story. I will never, like, ABC were amazing tag team champions.
Yeah. Oh, they are. And I think Chris, they will be Bay again.
And Ace Austin.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be a good weekend for The System. I think they're going to lose their titles.
Okay.
And I'm talking about Moose as well, but we'll get into that.
Moose as well, yeah. I always feel dodgy if I bet my money on anyone else apart from Chris Bay and Ace Austin. So I'm gonna go with ABC.
Yep, same here.
This is me just guessing, by the way.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Brinley says Masha and Jody. Awesome.
Hi, Jay. Thank you, sweetie, for being here. You're probably going to have to, you know, correct us a lot.
Scott George, Scott George, Chance Retain.
Okay.
Bonkers, okay. Masha and Alicia. I think the champs. Okay. Scott George says, I think ABC splits up. Okay. All right.
I won't actually mind because I miss the single run that Chris Bay had a lot. Also Ace Austin, like all their matches in the X division were quite brilliant. Like I don't think that them being tag team champions will get in the way of them being in the X division. But I feel like this may be a problem for all wrestling promotions. If you're awesome in one division and you want to make the other division better, then you shove people from other divisions into another in order for them to, you know, to make it better. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. They did it with Hangman and Kenny Omega with the tag team titles over at AEW. And those tag team champions were amazing. They elevated them and everything. And then they both went back to being singles champions. But both Chris Bay and Ace Austin have been, when they were a part of, you know, the Bullet Club, and they were a part of the tag team division for a long, long ass time, like for years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like they held tag team championships in Impact for like 3 years. They didn't. I know they didn't, but like it felt that way.
Sure.
They were tag team champions forever, which again isn't necessarily a bad thing, but they were awesome in the X division, and I want them back in there, fully focused on that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I like that idea. So
I'm still going with them.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Next match, Matt Hardy taking on JDC. Matt Hardy goes all the way in this one. I have a feeling Matthew Hardy will get this victory. I think Jeff will probably be there to help one way or another. I think
probably.
I think that's the way to go. I think Jeff Hardy, you got to go with the popularity for TNA. You got to, you know, just go that route.
Do they have actual contracts?
No, they're working without contracts, but they're, I mean, they're probably doing
for appearance.
I mean, for now, from what we know, they're just doing like agreement. So I'm sure it's per show agreement type thing, but I mean that could always change too.
Okay.
So yeah, Matt Hardy going as well.
Yes.
Alrighty. This match.
What do our people say?
Let's see what our people say. One says smile, Rob. So that's okay. Matt Hardy.
Everyone you needs smile to... more.
Oh, I probably should. I don't really pay attention to that stuff. So Matt Hardy will be in GCW for Cleveland over that SummerSlam weekend. That's right. They have WrestleCon too, I think, going on. I think it's WrestleCon. Maybe it's Wrestle one of them. Everybody looks like they're picking Matt Hardy here. I don't think I saw anyone. Oh. That's true. Maybe they got a. Who knows? That is true, though. He might not be able to get there.
Yeah, so. Forget all about that.
Yeah, everybody has Matt Hardy winning, I see.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah, I didn't think of that. This match, I think, is going to kick ass. Mike Santana versus Jake Something. These two could beat the hell out of each other. And,
Okay, so our thoughts are with Drew Nicholas here.
Yeah.
Our friend Drew Nicholas, who has all the hots for Jake Something. I'm actually a bit pissed off because I kind of feel like they always feed Jake Something to the people that they're building up to something. Mike's going to win here.
Mike Santana gets the victory.
Yeah, this match is going to be awesome. Like, so hard-hitting and so awesome. But, like, once again, I just push Jake Something, okay? Just push the guy. He's so good.
I like him a lot.
Ever since he left the tag team division. He's so good. Just give the guy a chance, okay?
Yep, give our next match is the Digital Media and International Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. AJ Francois, or as they call him in the business, AJ Francis, and Rich Swann taking on PCO. Rich Swann will be in AJ's corner. You think PCO gets this victory? Because I don't.
Okay, listen. I also don't think that he's going to get the victory. But, like, the dude follows me on Twitter, so I'm going to go with PCO, okay? Like, all right. I love my Impact / TNA peeps, okay? I just don't want to get murdered while I'm asleep.
That is interesting. PCO is from Montreal.
PCO always wins in Montreal. If you go back and watch everything, PCO always wins in Montreal. I'm not even kidding. This is a thing. PCO is above the wrestling thing that if it's your hometown, you're a loser. Which is supposedly it's more like WWE thing.
Yeah. Like for the most part. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm gonna say PCO, but because like I don't want to die by lightning.
I like what this is off topic a little bit, or not really off topic, but I liked what Tony Khan did a couple of weeks ago with Daniel Garcia and the Butcher. They're both from the Buffalo area. So
this was so good because I like that. Finally the Butcher on television.
Yeah. So
the Butcher and the Blade are grossly underrated.
I'm actually looking forward to the Blade coming back. He's been hurt for a while.
Yes.
So another match that's going to absolutely hump here, I believe. None other than Speedball Mike Bailey taking on Mustafa Ali. Ali's defending his X Division Championship title.
And new.
I think Mike Bailey will win because I think, if anything, they need to move Mustafa into the world title picture. That's what I'm hoping anyways.
I feel like they've been building towards his first loss, you know, someone pinning Ali.
And Mike Bailey, in my opinion, I love Mike Bailey, but I think he needs a big victory.
I think so too, because like we all know that Mike Bailey is one of the best wrestlers right now in the world. And having in mind that you live in the Will Ospreay era, that's saying something. And there are still people like AJ Styles out there and Kenny Omega out there. Like, no matter if they're still wrestling or not, if they're on the shelf or not, if, you know, they're 50 years old or not. Like, you're still living in their era. You're living in the Roman Reigns era, in the Cody Rhodes era. Mike Bailey is one of the best wrestlers and probably one of the wrestlers that I'm always looking forward to seeing, you know, wrestle. I'll be absolutely ecstatic if someday I get to actually watch Mike Bailey wrestle live, because I always feel like it's something special. And I look forward to that. I feel like Mike Bailey wins the X Division here because I do remember him being a really good X Division champion back in the day. Like, was it like a year and a half ago or was it longer?
Man, I don't even remember.
It feels like a long time ago, or maybe it's not so long ago, but like I feel like it was, yeah.
Let's check.
I feel like it's his time to shine, and Ali can move forward towards.
He was,
you know, maybe.
It's been almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Okay.
Yeah. October 2020. Excuse me. Yeah. October 7th, 2022 is when he lost it. So.
Yeah, so he had it for
close to 4 months or 3 months. Three or 4 months he had it. So
yeah, he had excellent title matches also. He defended it a lot. I remember that. So yeah, probably I'm gonna go with Mike Bailey here.
All right. Well, we do have a couple of super chats here. Just Ricardo, thank you, sir. Says Speedball versus Ali should be the match of the night. That would not
easily surprise. Match of the night, easily.
Eric Freeds asks us, who do you have on teams in an NXT TNA War Games match?
That is such an excellent question.
We will go back to that after our predictions, because I need to think about that. How's that sound? Or should we do it now?
Okay.
Should we do it now?
Eric, we will answer this question in a bit.
We only got three more matches here, so it won't take as long. This match is gonna could kick ass too. The Rascals taking on No Quarter Catch Crew from NXT. So you got four competitors from NXT in this match. Ah, man, that's gonna be good shit, pal. Worthy.
I'm gonna go with Rascals here. Like they're home turf. Crowd is gonna go wild for Wesley. Okay. Just wild. I'm looking forward to them coming out to the Rascals theme, actually, you know, the clubhouse.
That'd be cool. That'd be good.
Yeah. You know, with the bong thing at the beginning. You see what I'm talking about? Wrestling themes, okay? Like it makes you remember, and I just miss good wrestling themes. And I'm talking to you, WWE. Fuck off and just go make better music. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's go to the Knockouts Women's Championship. Jordynne Grace taking on Ash by Elegance.
I hate this match. I hate this match. I feel like Jordynne Grace deserves a wonderful opponent. If by any chance Ash is the one to defeat Jordynne Grace, so Jordynne Grace could go and do her thing, I'm going to be livid. Okay. I don't care if it happens with some sort of goofy shenanigans or whatever. Jordynne Grace, in no existing or non-existing world, should be pinned by Dana Brooke. Okay. I'm not undermining Dana Brooke's. I guess I kind of am. No, I'm not. Like, I'm not saying Dana Brooke is a bad wrestler. I was never a fan. I never got her. And I just think that Jordynne Grace is the full package when it comes to a wrestler, male or female. She's just the total package. The way she carries herself, the way she cuts promos, the way she, you know, her emotions in the ring and outside the ring, her in-ring IQ, everything. Just so I'm going to go with Jordynne Grace. And if it's anything different, you're going to hear me cry. Okay.
You're going to hear you cry. Wow. Okay.
You're going to hear me cry.
Just Ricardo says, if Ash wins, I quit TNA again. Wow.
Thank you. Man.
That's a tough one. So don't win. Don't want that. Well, time for the main event. I sounded very like Mark Henry there, didn't I? I know. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. The main event. Josh Alexander, Frankie Kazarian, Nick Nemeth, Joe Hendry, and Steve Maclin challenging Moose in a six-way elimination match. Maggie, my dream, and I should have paid attention to this a while ago, but I did not notice it. My dream the whole time was that AJ Styles would be the one facing Moose here.
Yeah. And but, because you mentioned it, I wanted it too, and now you have to die because it will happen.
Okay. Good. Hell of a run, guys. Thank you. Coexisting will not be back next week. anyways, but I should have paid attention that WWE was going to be in Japan, and I would have known right away if that AJ Styles was on that tour, because he's loved in Japan. He's loved everywhere, but Japan is...
I still need to watch that match.
Oh, it's...
Yeah. I know. I haven't had the time, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to pick Joe Hendry here, and that's all because of the WWE partnership. I'm not even kidding. It's like everyone's going to lose their minds, and I'm so happy that Joe Hendry is getting all the love because of I don't really know because why he's getting all the love. Like, he's goofy and he's silly and he knows what he's doing and he's incredibly gifted and talented. He's also a wonderful wrestler, and he's kind of probably he has everything that a wrestler has to have in order for him to be entertaining. Yeah, I'm going to go with Joe Hendry here.
All right. I am going to go with...
Because there's so many people in the match.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
One. Yeah.
So who I want to win is Steve Maclin. Who I think will win is Josh Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. And the reason I say Josh Alexander is, and this could be a little... This is me just kind of spitballing here. Well, I thought we had a guest here for a second, but we might. I don't know yet. There he is. Look at that. He covers our TNA show on Fightful every Thursday night. He is in Montreal right now. His name is Joel Pearl. Hi, Joel.
Hello. I don't know if my internet works, but here I
am. It works!
Hooray! How's everyone?
Doing well. Doing well. We're just talking
about the main event of Slammiversary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you say his name?
I did.
Maggie did.
Where is he?
Well, he's not listening, the fucker. Like, he's too busy taking photos with the belt he's gonna win.
It's absurd. I can't believe that.
What do you think about Slammiversary? It's gonna be a pretty wonderful show.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. So some people know, some people don't. I'm in Montreal. I'm in my hotel room. I just checked in. I set my stuff up and I said, let's try. So I wanted to say, hi, Maggie. Hi, Rob. And hi. And yeah, I'm excited. I'll be at TNA Slammiversary tomorrow night. And of course, doing the post show. And I'll be at the TV tapings the following night to cover what comes out of that. But the show itself looks fun. The main event. Ooh, buddy. There are a lot of spinning plates going on.
Yeah, I went with Josh Alexander. I just have a feeling like he's gonna win. I don't
really. Okay.
I know it's kind of out there. And I'm a big fan of his. I just think he's gonna get it.
You know very well that Josh Alexander is probably my favorite person in TNA/Impact or whatever. But like the sad thing is, I feel like because he was a true TNA/Impact champion for a long time. And I kind of feel like we got everything from him with that title reign, and it was really, really good. And like, he was almost unstoppable. And as sad as it is for me to say it, I kind of, because everything with WWE and NXT, okay, everything that's happening, it's almost as if, how can you not, because like, he's already there almost every week. How can you not have him with that TNA championship?
Okay, I'm pulling a Caden here, okay? And I know that's not good.
Oh, no, please don't. Like, what?
Because 48 out of the 50 states, that's illegal. But listen here. This is like outside the box. Ethan Page is the NXT champion. How great would it be if he helps Josh Alexander win the TNA title?
He's not going to help him. Josh Alexander is going to kick his ass.
Well, I'm just saying, let me just have this moment, okay?
They have to hate each other, okay?
I know,
they need to kick each other's ass. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You never go full kid.
Yeah. No, see, and like, Sean just sent me a DM. I got let go. It was a hell of a run. So,
Coexisting with Joel and Maggie starts next week. Fridays at 3 p.m.
Hey, and another show for you on a Friday. There you go.
This is just the only time I can do it.
Just don't get up from your computer. Like, spend all your time. Like, Joe, we had a wonderful super chat from Eric earlier. And he said, what would be our dream match scenario for a blood and guts match? NXT versus TNA.
Yeah. What was it? War Games match. Yeah.
Blood and guts. I'm sorry. War Games.
It's a War Games match. Okay.
Yes. Because I have wonderful picks.
Okay. On the TNA side, Maclin Santana. Oh man. Josh.
Okay.
Joe Hendry.
Of course.
I need a fifth, don't I? Or are we doing 4-on-4 or are we doing 5-on-5?
5-on-5.
5-on-5. Oh my God. I need one more. I'm going to say Kazarian just because the King of TNA gimmick that he's doing. He'll politic his way in. On the NXT side, yeah, Ethan Page for sure. Honestly, there's part of me that's like, Obafemi would be great for that. Just to give him that rush.
Throw people through the cage.
Yeah, exactly. Sean Spears, Javon Evans. It's gonna be a big mishmash of just stories.
Yeah.
Can they coexist? The irony of being on this show, of course. And I don't know who else. Probably find a way to get Jensen in there. Brooks Jensen.
Oh. Oh, this has to happen. Why didn't I think of that? Yeah.
Who was in the car on Tuesday night? Who was driving the car that Brooks left in?
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been telling people Bob Holly, but that's probably not right.
Stop it.
He drives cars that we know.
Stop. Do y'all know the story about Bob Holly pitching himself winning the WWF title?
Oh, I've heard it, but it's been so long that you should repeat it for people that are here.
I've talked about it on good weeks. Yeah, it's a good story. As told by Bruce Pritchard, it was, you know, everyone wants to pitch their favorite, you know, story or put themselves over. And Bob Holly says, well, why don't you just let me win the damn belt? Okay, and then what, Bob? And then I beat everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was just
that was it.
I mean, what don't you understand?
It's completely logical, and that's the problem. So
Bob Holly.
Yeah, Bob Holly. So can I go back to the main event for a second?
Yeah.
Slammiversary. They're in a really weird position, like I mentioned, in that Joe Hendry has caught fire in the last few weeks. TNA also tapes all of their stuff weeks in advance. So wrestling math would dictate that this past week on Impact, last night's show, Joe Hendry puts Moose through a table. Therefore, Joe Hendry's not going to win the title. However, given the fact that it's been 2 weeks that he's been so white hot, and it's been 2 weeks since they taped these shows, or 3 weeks, really, there is, oh, someone's saying PCO on the TNA side. I agree with that, by the way, for the Blood War Games. Anyway, sorry, not important. Because of that, you could call an audible and you could just move to Joe Hendry and do a Joe Hendry, Ethan Page title versus title thing. But TNA's also been pretty good at sticking to their stories. Yeah. And right now the story is the rise of Mike Santana and him taking on the system. So I really feel like Moose is going to retain, but he's going to pin Joe Hendry last.
Oh, that's a good
call. Yeah, because it is an eliminator match. And I feel like it's going to be like at least 45 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to suck a lot.
Like, I'm going to be so done by the end of that match.
Yeah. Just go to sleep. Eat a bunch of chocolate. Just go to sleep.
My other question for you is, do you plan on going to the bathroom or getting in line for chicken tenders at all during the show?
Well, I typically don't eat during shows unless it's free, because I am, how you say, cheap.
Okay.
Shout out to WWE and the free pizza at Money in the Bank. Delicious. It's pizza. It's not that good. Yeah, no. But it's like it's the venue has a sponsorship deal with a company called Pizza Pizza, which is like the cheapest pizza you can find. Anyway, it's pizza. Yeah. So I was happy. Anyway, point is, no, I probably won't do the tenders. I would like some water. That's always nice to get at a show. I don't know where I'm sitting. All I know is that I'm going to be there.
There you go. That's what matters the most. And
every time you're at a TNA or Impact show, I tell you something. So I'm not going to miss out again. I'm not going to miss out telling you this this time. Please tell Jordynne Grace I love her.
I don't have that relationship with Jordynne Grace.
I don't care. Like,
there are other knockouts you can ask me to do that.
Get a sign that says Maggie loves you.
That's a Sean question. Sean and Jordynne are like, they get on well. Me and Giselle Shaw. Like, there's so many people. Like, Deanna, if she were still with the company, we'd be fine. There's Steph DeLander. We just interviewed her on Monday. That was a good chat. Shout out to that one. Go check it out. Soupy, if you're going to the show, yeah, come find me. Say hi.
Yeah, he is.
I'm rolling solo on Sunday, but I'll be with JPJ from Love Wrestling on Monday. That's the plan. Or Sunday. It's Saturday. And I don't know when pay-per-views are.
Can you stroke his beard for me? He has really nice beard. JPJ has wonderful beard.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I was expecting a no there, but okay.
All right. I'm gonna put my clothes away because I do that now in hotels sometimes, and I'm going to go Walmart run. There's a fridge in my place, so I want a Walmart run. Now, before I leave, this is the one thing that I haven't said on socials, but I've said on other shows, so I want to say it here. Are you ready?
Arguably.
Speaking of Jordan Grace, Jordan Grace is going to crush Ash by Elegance. It is going to be a 1 minute match. And at that point, she will take the microphone and say, I want serious competition. I'm sick of this shit. Send somebody else out. We're in Montreal. Someone just resigned and she tried real hard to keep it from everybody. I think you're going to hear that.
There you go. There you go.
Ricochet.
That's right.
Oh, we got another guest.
The other one's here. Hi, Sean.
Hey. Is alive after defeating, after losing to, in my opinion, you should have won. I think the referee messed you up. I also think the crowd was hostile.
Very rude. Very rude.
Yeah.
The fact that I got in my vehicle and drove all the way to Louisville from that is over 1 hour. You know the things I could do in 1 hour?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Q&As. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
There's an awful lot of things that I could do between that period. And I didn't do it. And I instead went to GCW and was met with a very hostile crowd. Am I in a very dark room right now because my head hurts? Yes. Am I eating McDonald's because I'm depressed?
Oh, my God.
Hey, there's one across the street. I might join you.
Hey, look at that. It's GCW veteran Sean Rossap.
Yeah. But please donate to the Dementia Society of America. Over $2,000 in donations that people have shown me, which means an awful lot to me, guys. Thank you all so much. But, oh, my God. Fortunately, I'm going to have so much room inside people's head. I can donate that as well. Like, oh my God, this is amazing.
You got to stop having fun. You got to stop having fun.
Yeah. What are you, a normal human being? Stop it.
It's not good.
Man. Well, I'm proud of you for what you were able to overcome yesterday. And
overcome. Listen, yep. I don't want the words come used with Effie ever again.
I was going to say.
After the way that I was treated. How dare you?
Sorry. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but of course I usually
the world watched me stroke Effie better than he's ever been stroked before.
It's true.
Stroken?
It was a very hard stroke, too. Like, it was very forceful and dominant, and it laid him out. It laid him out. What can I say?
It was explosive, your stroke.
Yeah, it was.
I've never seen anything like it.
I thought it would cause a little more than, you know, let's be real, didn't last a full 3 seconds after that stroke, but it almost got the job done.
Oh, there are a lot of people in the audience who would probably feel good about that 3 second stroke.
Probably. Definitely a lot of people whining on Twitter today would feel really good about a 3 second stroke, because I'm pretty sure that's what they do whenever they talk about me at this point.
Wow. Wow. That's
did you ever think of
I'm looking at Maggie sitting over there like this, like she's about to cue up a serious question.
Yeah,
like she's
yeah,
in that's... full journalism mode over there. All right, let's hear this.
Did you ever think
I'm wearing a fucking Space Jam shirt right now? Are you what you want a serious question? All right,
did you ever think about shoving a blue chew down his throat and just
I thought that was going
swallow?
Way different direction. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Thought it was going in a different direction, a new direction, and you know how I feel about new directions and blue chew with the code FIFA.
Don't sponsor our show, Sean.
Not ours.
Not our channel.
They probably would if you just hit them up and said, hey, throw us $20. They'd probably do it.
That's fair.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like our fans of Coexisting have a pretty good idea that I'm going to sell a lot of wiener pills on the show. I can.
Yeah.
Wiener pills.
I have.
You know
so
what? I got something that's going to get you guys erect. Watch this.
And there's a bird once again. Oh, high kick. Avoided by Effie, though. Grabs the waist lock here. See if Sean can turn things around. He does.
Standing switch. Oh,
a German suplex.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Wrestling move.
Look at that.
Move. You even said you were going to hit him with it.
I said, and I quote, I did a wrestling. We
you,
set up
a wonderful suplex, by the way.
We thank you. We were thinking about having me bridge with it, and he's like, I don't want to kick out that early. But we did the atomic drop spot only so I could scream, ow, my fucking ass. Like, that's what I really wanted to work that into the match. I just wanted to scream out loud, ow, my fucking ass.
Where was the drop to a hole?
Oh, it's there.
It was there twice.
That was a so we knew we were going to do the drop toe hold because it's like the one thing anybody asked me to do. And it was actually Effie who came up with the idea of no selling the drop toe hold at first and then doing it on the backwards chair. And he's like, because if people expect you to do it on the chair at all, they'll think it'd be like the Raven style frontwards. So that was a great idea on his part to do it on the back of the chair. I love that. I am going to do like a, anytime I do wrestling matches like this, I do like a Fightful Tells All on Fightful Select, where I tell every detail behind this. Cause I'm like, even if nobody cares, I tell everybody else's secret. So I kind of got to tell mine too. So if you're interested in that, I will have that on Fightful Select. There will be no Q&A today. I'm going to do a hybrid Q&A on Fightful Select on Monday. And fortunately, Joel and Jeremy filled in for me on the Q&A this week, which I greatly appreciate. So check that out on Fightful Select, guys. I'm also going to have some other stuff. Somebody's asking. Okay, so I tore my meniscus in when I was a teenager, the 2000s, when I was a teenager.
How?
And how? Oh, playing football. Not like backyard football at a college. Like just
I feel like meniscuses are torn in the most ridiculous way because like my mom tore her meniscus from getting out of the couch wrong.
It's very random, but it was a partial tear and I didn't have to have surgery. I rehabbed it.
Sure.
In April, I did a battle royal and within about a minute in that battle royal of the 30 I had to work, a guy hip drop tackled me and went the opposite direction of my knee, the opposite direction he was supposed to. And I felt that. And I was within a couple of days, it felt exactly like it. And I was like, yeah, it should happen again. So I spent May, June rehabbing it. And I was like, all right, here we go. And I did like an hour of stairs 2.5 weeks ago. And as soon as I got off, there was unstable. And I was like, yeah, that's messed up again.
Hey, first of all, who the fuck does an hour on the stairs?
People who don't like to do treadmill or don't like to run or anything like that, like me.
Can you do an hour of burpees?
No. Hell no. Hell no. Earbuds won't stay in my ears. Oh, burpees would kill me for an hour. An hour of stairs I can do. I did 90 minutes because I saw that Jordan Grace did 90 minutes. And I was like, well, I want to do 90 minutes. Then I saw that Hammerstone did it, and I was like, okay, I want to do 300 flights. Then I see that psycho motherfucker did like 425, and I was like, well, I'm not doing that ever. But my knee felt very, very unstable. I got it worked on a lot in the week leading up to it, and it was enough to where it was okay. But then we went to work on the German suplex, and on the first one, like I deadlifted him and bridged, and it gave out. I'm good. I'm okay. I don't have to wrestle anytime soon, so I can rehab it and I'll be all right.
Hopefully.
I was going to say, that's what you said last time.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah, I mean, I was not going to pass up. I knew that this was a good opportunity to get a lot of donations because, you know, good, bad, and different. GCW's got a lot of eyes on it, and the last couple of wrestling things that I did, I think I've done three bookings. I did Pawcade. I did, and that one was just for the Pawcade charity. I did the Monster Factory thing with Shaza, where I managed her. And then I did a battle royal at Squared Circle Expo. And those did like okay on donations, like over $1,000, which is very nice. But I knew this one would do very good. And we raised over $2,000 just from what people showed me and sent to me. Like, that doesn't include anything else because they're not going through me and then me donating them. Little secret, guys. Anytime somebody turns a pin pad around to you and says, would you like to donate $2 to St. Jude? You're donating it to Walgreens, and then Walgreens is using it as a tax write-off like that. Yeah. I don't do that, but what kind of fucking question is this? Did you beat Effie? Do you read the news?
Well, in a world where the truth is up for debate.
That's be fair. You know nice what? To our fans, Jonathan.
Yeah. Yeah, it ended with that German suplex. He said, I quit, and he tapped out.
There it is. Look at that. Sean Ross Sapp beat Effie, run the headline, all the aggregator accounts.
There you go.
That's it.
And now I'm going to change my name or change his name to F. Arrett. That's what he is. He's no longer Effie. He's F. Arrett. F.
Arrett. That's ballsy. Why not just Effie Jarrett? I'm not doing this right now. It's late.
Effie Jarrett. We did get somebody this week to do the Jeff Jarrett thing, by the way.
But shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up.
Well, they shut I don't up. Think they saw it, so I have to do it out of like respect.
Jeff Jarrett, that's J-E-double-F, ha-ha, J-A-double-R-E-double-T, Jeff Jarrett, folks.
I hope you all die.
Wow. Did you see my shirt that I wore? It had Jeff Jarrett hitting Effie over the head with a guitar. I wore that for you, Maggie. R-O-double-S-S-A-double-P.
Sean Ross Sapp, everyone. He does an hour on the Stairmaster and can't do burpees.
Yeah, but I can do burpees. I can do burpees. I'm just not going to do an hour of them. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Fly to America. I'll fly you to America just to see. How about that?
Nope.
We'll make it. We'll make an event of it. The SRS versus Maggie Olympics.
But you have to fly out today, and good luck
with that. I will crush you.
Okay. We're going to see. We're going to see. Like, I don't know if I can make it to England this year. Not looking great, but we're going to fly Maggie to the United States.
Never.
Just to do. She says never. Never.
They suck.
How about this? Neutral location, Seattle, Washington. Look, I knew it. I knew it. That was
that's
easy.
How you...
you know that's a soft spot. That's why.
It is. My brother lives there. I've got reason to go.
I thought you said neutral ground.
You got I ain't family. Seen my brother in 20 years.
It's family.
It's kind of like family to me too. Not because there you go. It's Seattle. It's Twin Peaks. It's North Bend. And
so everything. If you, I don't know how the airlines work. If you were to fly there, would you go over the Pacific or would you wrap all the way around and go over the Atlantic?
I don't know how the airlines work.
They would go over the Atlantic.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why the flight to Australia sucks.
Yeah, oh, yeah. When I was looking at maybe going to Elimination Chamber, I saw it, and I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, yeah. When I went to Australia for a gig, it was 16 hours from L.A., and I had to go Toronto to L.A. first, and that was a six-hour flight, and then a 16-hour flight. I was
hell no.
Done. They broke it up on the way back because we left from Auckland, New Zealand. So we went Auckland to Hawaii, which is 8 hours, and then Hawaii to New York, which is another 8 hours. That's okay for me. But 16 hours in a seat, not happening. Cannot do it. Go to Australia, though. Beautiful country.
No thanks. No thanks, man.
I mean, once you get there, you're like, hell yeah. But I agree. The travel is absolute hell.
And so it makes you think that every time you go there, you have to be at least for a week there because it's not worth it if you're there for like 2 or 3 days, right?
Exactly. And I mean, listen, if you can get a first class ticket, then you can go for a day and you'll be fine. But if you can, if you're just doing the simple stuff, go for at least a week.
Sorry, longer. Maggie, when we fly you, we got to do economy.
Yep.
Maybe we can do a fundraiser.
I'm from Bulgaria.
I know.
Okay, economy is better than my apartment.
Okay. We have a very generous super chat.
Thank you.
From Asian Joe from Mark Quarter Podcast. He goes, funds to help keep your AJ Styles return to TNA dreams alive. Also, I think Gallus interferes and keeps Joe Henry from winning the title. Have a good weekend, everyone, except for Scott Stapp, because Creed is playing here tomorrow.
Wow. I so badly wanted to go to the Creed concert in Cincinnati, but both them and Blink-182 are in town during SummerSlam weekend. It's such a bummer.
I think your AJ Styles to TNA comes in the form of a introduction to the Hall of Fame, an induction.
That'd be cool.
Why don't I have StreamYard access so I can piss off Joel from the screen? Like, this is bullshit. Okay. Like,
you don't have StreamYard access. You should have StreamYard access.
I should.
Just hit me up and I'll get you StreamYard access.
I'll hit you.
Well, now, no. Goodbye.
Hello. I thought he was going to kick Maggie. That would have been even funnier.
I thought so, too.
I'm out next. Sean showed up as I was doing my Natalia thing. But yes, coming around to that. Natty, Slammiversary. I'll be looking.
Just kidding, because I do have StreamYard access. Bye-bye.
He came back to do the bit. Good for you.
Look at that.
Rude.
Oh, sorry, we can't hear you, Maggie. You muted your mic. Look at that.
She's calling you a trickster, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow, what's this? Look, we got these.
We're back, baby.
Game, so that's good.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
What's going on here?
I didn't know that you felt this way. My biggest fan? Wow.
She's going to... It's going to go really well for me after you guys leave.
Wow, look at that. M-A-double-G-I-E? Really?
That's the one.
I think she's just muted herself at this point. I've had her unmuted for quite a while.
Yeah, that is an accurate statement.
Yes, I did mute myself.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Goodbye, you guys.
I'm out of here. Yeah.
We're trying to do a show. Jesus, so rude.
Oh, but isn't he great?
Fucking rude.
Listen, before I go, ain't he great, that Sean Ross app?
No.
Brian James.
All right. I'm out of here. So TNA post show Thursday nights, but tomorrow night, Saturday night, TNA Slammiversary post show. Myself, Crest the Star, and the wonderful Steven Jensen will be doing that. So come check it out.
Very cool.
Rob, Maggie, love y'all. See you next time.
Thank you for stopping by, man.
Have a really nice time.
Have a great time.
A good excuse. Go ahead.
No, if I know you're actually in Montreal to find out what really happened between Brett and Vince, over 25 years later. Close to 25 years or over 25 years. But either way, I appreciate that because I've been wanting the true answer too.
There will be other answers that I seek. Some of them will be really exciting. So I'm looking forward to a very busy weekend. And if you're at Slammiversary or at the TV tapings and you see me, like I said, I'm rolling solo. There might be some friends around, but come and say hi. Okay.
Bring Joel some water. Please.
Bring me some water. I would love that. Hydration is king. All right, y'all. Go enjoy the show.
Hey, man. Have fun. Enjoy Walmart.
All right. Bye. Leave that. There we go.
All right. Well, I didn't ask either one of them to stop by, so that's great.
That's wonderful. Like, let's do a Cooper Effect and start talking about Rhea Ripley.
Okay. Cooper Effect action time. Let's do this. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum. Maybe. There we go.
Okay. So let me, guys, take, like, because before we start our show, I always send Rob the Cooper Effect. And this is a special one because it's about Husky. And I just started rewatching, probably for the 19th time, Game of Thrones, because I rewatched all the episodes of House of the Dragon. And now I'm like, okay, I finished House of the Dragon. Now I'm way into this thing and I don't have anything to watch. So I started watching Game of Thrones again. It's really hard to watch it because I know everything that's going to happen. And I'm like, oh, poor guy. Yeah, and it's all about the direwolves right now. So finding a story about a husky is absolutely wonderful. So it's about a woman who rescued a dog from a shelter. She was amazed and overwhelmed to learn that the Siberian husky actually returned the favor. Samantha Griffin might have almost died before the carbon monoxide detector even went off, but the husky, the adorable thing that actually rescued her. She moved into the house that they were staying in. Her water heater started leaking, spilling out dangerous gas into the home. So the dog named Luna, she was newly adopted. She was 2 years old and like 6 months. And Luna jumped on bed and kept her from falling asleep until she took the dog outside, where eventually the detector did go off. She then got all the children out of the house as fast as she could and called her utilities company. So dogs once again rescue the world, and it's a husky. I adore huskies. They're so silly and wonderful. They're like Labradors, but like even cuter. I don't know. All dogs are wonderful. And it's a rescue. It's like, always get a rescue, never buy dogs. This is stupid. A wonderful, wonderful story. Thank God for Luna. Luna's a wonderful name for a husky, by the way. What do you think, Rob? Do you love huskies as much as I do?
I love dogs. I love huskies. I think they're fantastic pups. That's the thing. I love all dogs. So it's one of those things where you can't really go wrong with any of them. And the fact that this one saved its owner's life is even better.
One of my closest friends, he had a husky named Maggie. And yeah, the wonderful, wonderful dog, it passed away like years ago. But like, he loved the crap out of that dog. And I always was like, I always knew I was a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a wonderful, wonderful dog. I miss it too. Like, it was so goofy. Yes.
I just love dogs in general, but
yes. Yes.
Moving on to our you were talking about Game of Thrones here.
Mm-hmm.
If Rhea Ripley and Dom got married, would there be a red wedding? Wahaha.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Because she'd kick everybody's ass before it happened.
Yeah, first of all. And second of all, there's no one pregnant.
That we know of. I don't
know. Yeah, so if Dom's family is there, but like, you have to reintroduce his sister also, and then Buddy Matthews can come along and kill everyone. Yeah, that's a thing that could happen. But like, no one's pregnant. If Dom gets pregnant, that's gonna be awesome.
Hey, who caught his favorite dog is a bitch. So
yes, bitch.
Bitch. So we might want to talk about,
leave a like on the video, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, please. We need them. They always help us out.
Let's talk about the Judgment Day. There's a lot of stuff that happened to the Judgment Day on this Monday night. You know, like, I have all my notes, all this big thing here.
Holy hell.
That is all about the Judgment Day. And my handwriting is really, really tiny. So like, that's a lot of stuff, okay? Like, that's a lot of stuff. So Judgment Day have been running Monday Night Raw. I'm not even kidding. I didn't see this coming. I I didn't think that Judgment Day, because I really didn't like Judgment Day from the beginning, even when Edge left, and it was all about Priest and, you know, people. Right now, the Judgment Day is kind of really, really entertaining. It is. And I'm so glad. Everything that happened, do you want me to go through it? Or do you want us to just talk about Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio? I could easily go through everything because, like, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, live it up.
Yeah, so Rhea Ripley, let's just get my notes here. Rhea Ripley came out and told Liv that she did not take her out. She pissed her off. Then Dominic Mysterio comes out with a rose of all things. This was so lame, like in a good way, lame. Like, that's good television, okay? He came out with a rose.
He gets a kiss from a rose?
He did not.
Get
a kiss from a rose. I know. I love that song. So Liv Morgan appeared on the screen. She said that she didn't think that she was going to fall for Dominic Mysterio. But eventually Rhea Ripley challenged her to a match at SummerSlam. We're going to talk about... Yeah. Hold
on. Well, I missed a super chat here. Auntie Collins says, go Maggie. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Collins. I miss you, girl. On Sundays.
Yeah, I hope you guys come back soon. Wrestling made me cry. Wrestling made me cry.
Yes, right? Yes. I cry all the time. We all cry all the time when it comes to wrestling. Yeah, so eventually Rhea Ripley shoves the flowers in Dominic's face. Priest is laughing, okay? He's having the time of his life with the Judgment Day right now. He's really, really entertained. And Dominic then asks Priest, why didn't he warn him last week that Rhea Ripley was backstage? And Priest was like, it's not my fault that you lied about being in contact with her. And that is so true. And I adore them for, you know, for pointing that out. And then Jey Uso comes out, and I'm glad that they turned back to the storyline where Jey was hitting on Rhea. It was like, yeah. Is she single? Tell her I said hi. And Priest turns to Dominic and tells him, you were in a prison. You shouldn't let people talk to you like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I
pop.
He's having the time of his life, okay? While, by the way, in the background, I don't know if anyone noticed, I haven't been on Twitter, but like in the background, JD McDonagh and Finn Balor are playing WWE 2K, and they're playing Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley, and Liv Morgan is kicking her ass. I don't know if anyone's talking about this. Like,
I didn't see it.
They've been doing this for a while. They've been playing. Yeah. So this is really, really good. Then eventually Priest made Gunther come to the ring. They did the whole face-off thing. Gunther called him trash. Damian Priest says that everything that he has, he earned it. But like, they eventually are going to fight and everything. So Gunther says that he wants to spare him the embarrassment at SummerSlam and just hand him the title. Of course, Priest didn't do that. Priest did pin Braun Strowman, which is amazing. Like, you don't see Braun Strowman getting pinned a lot these days. They fight and brawl afterwards, but backstage, Dominic Mysterio says that Rhea Ripley is his, and I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. You did not say that. And he says he's going to fight Jey Uso to defend Rhea's honor and everything. Yes, that Sean, you're absolutely correct, at least in my eyes. So Liv interferes in the match between Dominic and Jey. I love Jey Uso doing the call me sign to Rhea Ripley. It's so good. It's so good. So eventually Rhea Ripley told Dominic Mysterio that he was hers. This is all, I kind of feel like Liv got into Dominic's head, and I do feel like he's going to help her win at SummerSlam and Rhea Ripley's gonna lose. I don't know how they move on from this. What?
My only issue with this is, like, I mean, I can see that happening, but the thing is I look at what Finn's history with, like, Liv, like, the things you've seen in the background with him, like, being in the car with her, with him talking to her in the background and stuff. So I'm kind of curious to see how they go that route. That's why I don't know if Dom will necessarily turn on Rhea.
He can do the accidentally costing her the match, and eventually they're going to pay it off because, like, they still have to shoo Priest away from the Judgment Day too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is coming.
It'll be interesting to see.
But, like, Raw has been running on Judgment Day lately, and I'm really not gonna lie. I think it's all so entertaining with Damian Priest having the time of his life and laughing his ass off. It's really good. Also, Carlito, so good in this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, did anything else stick out for you on Raw?
I'm interested to see where they go with Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk, because everything points towards the fact that they have no idea if Punk's going to be cleared for SummerSlam. And that's why they're sliding in Seth also to be a part of, you know, the people that Drew's pissed off at. Because, like, he refused to apologize to the referees. He shoved them. Pierce said, okay, you're still suspended, because he really wanted to lift his suspension just so, because CM Punk asked him to lift Drew's suspension. But this was when they probably thought that Punk was going to be fine for SummerSlam, but they still have no idea if he's going to get cleared or not. And that's why, like, just to be safe, they're putting Seth Rollins in here. Also, I'm interested to see where they go. I'm not going to push for Drew McIntyre and CM Punk to happen, because I want both of them to be healthy when the match eventually goes forward. Happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing too. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what way they go, because I mean, I know the rumors going around now is, like, Seth Rollins possibly being a special guest referee, and I don't like that. And the reason why is because I just don't really care for the special guest referee. There's always shenanigans, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's only, and I'm ridiculously biased here, the only match with special guest referees was Lita versus Stephanie McMahon in the main event of Raw for the Women's Championship, and The Rock was special guest referee. I'm so biased here. Lita won the match. She got carried away by the Hardy Boys, and The Rock just fought Triple H a lot. So I'm biased. This is the only guest referee match that I'm ever going to root for. The match wasn't that good, by the way. It was just to further a men's storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
did you think of MJF versus Ospreay?
I loved it. I did not like the ending, but I absolutely loved it. I think what they're going for, in my opinion now, is I think we're going to get MJF versus Daniel Garcia. I do think we're getting that at All In. So I kind of understand why they took the title off of Will Ospreay. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think Will with that title was good.
Why did he have it in the first place?
Well, that's I really can't answer that, because I don't have a problem with him holding it. I think he was a good champion international wise, but I don't, like, why was he the champ in the first place? I honestly couldn't answer that, because let me say this. I think him having the international title was a good way to build him up for
Build like him newer up fans. Or build up the title?
Both, actually. Both. So I could see that. Because the thing is we know most, from what we've seen, most AEW fans are considered like the smart fan, meaning they pay attention to like what's going on out there for the most part, you know, like internet wise. It's kind of been shown anyways. Okay. I think that's one of the reasons they did it, but I could absolutely be wrong. I think it just did both for him, but I don't know. As far as who do I think Ospreay faces it all in, I think it's Ricochet. I just do.
I more think that's and more where things are pointing towards Ricochet, actually. So I have some thoughts on the match because I know it's probably recency biased for a lot of people calling it, you know, one of the greatest Dynamite matches in history. And I get it, but I will always be biased towards Kenny Omega versus Pac on Dynamite. For me, this is the best Dynamite match ever. The match, I know that at this point, every match that MJF has, they're going to shove down their throats the fact that, oh, look, MJF's a good wrestler, actually, if you didn't know. Like, by this time, by now, we all know MJF is a wonderful wrestler. I don't think, like, if you think MJF isn't good in the ring, you probably haven't been watching for a while. Or probably haven't been watching his matches at all because you thought that he wasn't a good wrestler and he was always only good on the mic. Yeah, so we all know he's a good wrestler. I don't think that the whole storyline with Will Ospreay refusing to do the Tiger Driver is for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't understand it, and I absolutely 100% agree with Jeremy Lambert, of all people, now that he's done the Jeff Jarrett thing. I really hate giving him credit for that. Jeremy said something that is entirely true, and I support him. He said, it's really the whole notion that he's afraid that he's going to end someone's career is stupid, because like he started refusing to do the Tiger Driver after his match against Bryan Danielson. And here's the thing. Bryan Danielson was shown on television live and wrestling 2 weeks after that. So in kayfabe, why would you think that this move is so dangerous? Like, they didn't do themselves any favors by having Bryan Danielson after 2 weeks on television. Because this storyline with Will Ospreay and the Tiger Driver had zero ground to stand on after this. So it's kind of clunky for me. This isn't me crapping on the storyline because Will Ospreay lost. I like the fact that Will Ospreay lost because I think that this whole thing eventually will lead to a storyline with the family, with Don Callis, because Don Callis now can say that ever since Will Ospreay left the family, he's been losing. And that is, he lost against Swerve and he lost here. And that is it. Like, the two times Will Ospreay has lost on AEW ever since he's been signed is when he left the family. So this is a magnificent way to shove the family back into the picture. I don't know what they do with Kyle Fletcher. I do think that what Sean said, Kyle Fletcher being in the last shot of the pay-per-view, wasn't by accident. He's going to be in the storyline. He's going to be one of the main characters in this storyline. Of course, the reason MJF taunted to do the kangaroo kick was because he thought of the kangaroo kick when they were going to face Kyle Fletcher and his partner for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships, Aussie Open.
Yeah, Anders.
And yes, and because they are Will Ospreay's, one of his closest friends, that's why he taunted to do the kangaroo kick. So that's a, yeah. You know. So, yes.
Ricardo. We do have a super chat from Just Ricardo. Thank you, sir. He says, I'm okay with it if Will gets to start chasing Swerve.
That is a big event, main event, for a big pay-per-view. Because Will Ospreay is probably the hottest wrestler outside of WWE. Mark, thank you, Corey. Mark Davis.
Yeah, Mark Andrews.
I really hope that he gets back soon. I hope that he gets cleared, and I hope that he gets to wrestle again, because like he's been injured for quite some time, and I just, you know. Yes, going back to Will Ospreay, probably one of the hottest wrestlers outside of WWE, and Swerve also. Like, the audience are cheering for someone that broke into another person's apartment and threatened to do despicable things to their child. Toddler. Okay? Not even a teenager, toddler. So it's probably a match for a really, really big event and everything. So probably yes.
Yeah. So anything stick out for you on NXT this week? The only thing that did for me was like Oba and the Rascals, really.
Oba and the Rascals?
Like, well, I'm just talking like things. Yeah, two separate things, yeah.
Oba Femi versus Duke Hudson was a pretty good match. It was probably one of Oba Femi's most competitive matches when it comes to the North American Championship defense matches. It was pretty good. Like, you, because Duke Hudson has been shoved into the Chase University story and he has been running around with, you know, a trophy. People often forget just how amazing Duke Hudson is in the ring. Like, one of those amazing big guys. You know, like Wardlow?
Yeah. Who's that guy? I forgot about him. Who? What's he doing these days? Yeah.
Who?
Jesus. Who? Yeah. Who?
Yes. Yes. I really hope that people understand just how amazing Ethan Page is, because he's been incredibly hysterical ever since he got that championship.
Oh yeah.
Like this week in Ava's office, he was like, I laughed. Okay. I really laughed, and he's so entertaining, and I'm over the moon that he's there, and he's probably having the time of his life. And he can't even miss a beat.
Yeah,
he's just so amazing. They missed the ball on him. They dropped the ball on him over at AEW. I just hope that he gets to do everything that he hopes to do in NXT. Like, dude deserves the world, honestly.
Yeah. Before we go, I want to give a shout out to Love Wrestling. They announced that they will be doing a show on August 19th from the Edmonton Mall Ice Palace. So they'll be doing a big show there.
More wrestling in malls, please.
Yeah, and they have Rob Van Dam is going to be there for at least a signing, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. A meet and greet, so that's pretty sweet. So I want to shout out to Spencer, so
Penny.
and his team. So very cool that they're, I like seeing them continue to build, so it's good stuff. But Maggie, I bet you play your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twix, Twitter, Xter, or whatever, at Maggie Twitter. _IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and Threads at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you very much for tuning in today. Want to say special thank you to everyone that sent a super chat, or just even if you tuned in, we really do appreciate you doing that. Do us a favor if you watch us later or even after the show, leave us a comment or thumbs up. Either one really helps us. And if you don't subscribe, please subscribe. That does a big deal too for us. But want to say thank you so much, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And
we will keep you updated on when our next week's show will be. I'm sorry, but like my bosses still have no work schedule for next week, and it's gonna be a really tough week for me. So bear with me, guys. Thank you for the patience. And
yeah, so if we're not here next Friday, we'll definitely be here like
Saturday or Sunday. So yeah, Please join us.
Yeah, for sure. So want to say thank you again. We will see you guys later. And other than that, we hope you have a great rest of your day again and have a good weekend. And make sure you always
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know, this is actually better than the Jeff Jarrett thing.
Oh, you want to see that Jeff Jarrett thing?
No.
Again? Is that what you said? Hold on.
No.
I thought, stop, are you sure that's not what you said?
Stop it. Stop.
Okay.
Jeff Jarrett, that's J-E-double-F, ha-ha, J-A-double-R-E-double-T, Jeff Jarrett, folks.
I hope you understand just how irritated and bored he looks saying that.
Yep. All right, guys, we'll see you later. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms, or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.